This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Build. Believe. Belong. Be a part of something greater than yourself through the Virginia Athletics Foundation Saber Society, the exclusive philanthropic giving society for Virginia Athletics. The Saber Society provides vital resources to make the University of Virginia a premier brand in college athletics. Members of the society receive dedicated engagement opportunities based on their level of giving, such as VIP game day experiences, behind-the-scenes access, and invites to exclusive events. To learn more about the Saber Society, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklia Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16. With your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood, on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome to Who's Talking. It's actually Season 17. And
I want credit for every year I've put up with you.
There's not enough money. There's not enough money to pay me for what I had to pay.
Oh, come on now. We got Paul Collins sitting right in between the referee.
I was going to say, is that dog ears?
It feels like it.
You know what?
We're very old dogs, for sure.
Be careful, Hobbo. All right. We're excited. This is the beginning of a new season. And, hope springs eternal, doesn't it, Paul?
This is the point of the year where you're optimistic, and then after a couple games, your whole mood for the whole year is set.
Hey, everybody's undefeated right now. Well, I guess Stanford is not undefeated. They lost to the Mighty Rainbows.
By the way, I think Stanford's fan base is probably pretty worried because that was a bad collapse against Hawaii.
They only get like 8,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I watched a game last year. Tech was playing out there at Stanford, and there was nobody there.
No.
All right, let's get back to what do we got tonight? Tonight we have a 90-minute show. We're going to preview the first game against Coastal Carolina, which is coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. in Scott Stadium. And to help us do that, Paul Collins is here. Later in the show, Kevin Miller of the VAF, he's the executive director. He will join us. We're excited that he could join us early in the season. Later in the program, for all you basketball junkies, Terry Gates will be in the house. And we're excited that Terry could join us. Also, later in the show, we have David Sloan, old friend of the program, former UVA running back. And I tell you what, I wish our running backs could carry the ball the way David Sloan used to. He could get you 4 yards. He would get you 4 yards. And you know what?
That's always good when it's 3rd and 3.
It doesn't matter when it is. We need a running back that can get 4 bloody yards.
You know, you've got to use the running back.
You know,
they will.
You think I don't pay attention, but there was an article this summer that I noted that apparently we haven't had a running back get 500 yards since like 2019 or something.
Yeah,
that
Wayne Talapapa.
Yeah, so.
Who, by the way, was a tough, hard-nosed runner. He didn't have much wiggle, but he did. He was determined to get those yards, particularly at the goal line.
That's a good question for Paul. Obviously, Tony Elliott came in. He wants to run the football. Do we have the personnel to run the football this year?
I said it last year that Xavier Brown was the most underutilized player on the field for us. So you're going to have to get the guy touches. So I hope so. Listen, the line's improved. I mean, they went out and bought a whole new O-line. Had a couple injuries there. But Xavier, listen, to me, the Xavier Brown, you've got to use him. He was the best running back that didn't get the ball last year.
Well, he's the kind of guy that can get you a big chunk of yards after the catch if you swing him out in the
He's
side.
Got wiggle. He's got speed. He's got some moxie. I guess I understand. You know, we talked about it last year. I'm going to beat that horse. But I understand why Tony leaned on the Clemson transfer. But Xavier Brown was a more dynamic player.
Kobe Pace was not a bad running back.
But you just said it. He wasn't bad. That's all he was ever going to be.
That's
that
true.
Was his ceiling.
That's true. Well, that's why he left Clemson, I think. Now, Xavier Brown's bugaboo has been he's had a hard time staying healthy. Can he stay healthy? Virginia went out and got another running back, and I'm looking for his name from, I think it's Jamari Taylor. And, you know, he's older. He's played college ball for a number of years at a small school. Can he give Xavier Brown a rest every now and then so Xavier Brown can come in the game and be fresh and be available in the fourth quarter to get you tough yards?
Well, the tough yards too. Don't forget Greasy.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's around. I haven't heard one coach mention the guy's name. I hope he's able to play. I mean, he showed a lot of promise 2 years ago at the spring game, but then he's had hernia surgeries. He's had some other things. We could go into all the personnel.
Do you think with the new quarterback, Paul, it's going to be a run-first situation again?
You know, I hope that they call plays and put the players in the position that fits their skill set. I don't think we've done that. The kid Chandler Morris, if you watch some of his highlights from last year and the couple years, the kid can spin the rock, but he's an RPO type of guy. He's more of a Calandria type player. And we were determined to put Calandria in a drop back, you know, get him killed offense. And so we talked about it last year, and I think it's going to be critical to the success of this season is putting those guys in position to win. And Morris can play quarterback, but he's a mobile guy. He's an RPO guy. And I hope that the offensive coordinator calls plays to their players, not to the players that they want that they don't have.
You can see I didn't do my homework as much as I should.
Chandler Morris.
Did he run the football much at his prior locations?
I think he had, 400 yards?
Yeah, he was an RPO guy. I mean, he's not a big guy. He's fast.
6 feet. He's 6 feet. Yeah. He's lean. He's not 5'8". And, you know, I said after I met Calandria, I said, "You're the bravest kid I've ever seen."
Yeah, but
you
put it in the newsletter, which I thought was a good point. You don't want him to get hurt. Always the risk when he's out there running on the edges.
He just needs to get out of bounds and get down.
Yeah.
Get the yardage that he needs for first down and then get down.
Football's a violent sport, guys. I mean, you can get hurt on every play.
Sometimes that's easier said than done.
You just go out and play the game. Trust me, he's not worried about getting hurt. I mean, he's going to go out and compete.
Well,
you don't,
I know.
You don't think about that as a player.
He knows. The other quarterbacks are just fresh out of high school. The kid from Nebraska, Kalen, is a very good athlete, a big strapping kid, but he has almost no experience. He had 1 year at Nebraska, redshirted. So the trick here for this team is to filter Kalen into some games that where the decision is already made, the outcome is already determined, get him some reps, get him used to being on the field in Scott Stadium, and have him earn his stripes the way they used to in the old days, right?
The problem is he's not the same quarterback as your starting quarterback.
Well,
you're going to call an entirely different set of plays for him, and I just don't like it.
I agree, and I think we should come back to that, in that it's very odd that Virginia has got this young man from North Texas State in Chandler Morris, who can flat boogie and is a very accurate passer, and then you go out and get a kid from Nebraska, who's a big, strapping, tall kid that wants to be back in the power eye and a straight drop-back passer. So the two are incongruent, and we've agreed in the offseason.
Paul, they spend some money. They have a lot of new faces. What's your overall assessment? How much better is this team?
I think the team's going to be markedly better, and I've said this repeatedly, too. I think the things that the people and the fans don't get is the support of the athletic department, the support of the school, and the support of admissions. If any of those are off, your program's going to suffer, and frankly, the program has suffered because all four of those legs have not been on the same page.
But sense is they're trying to bend a little more than they have in the past.
Oh, this is the first year in a long, long, long time where all facets that I mentioned are on the same page. Admissions clearly got on board. The athletic department got on board. They have a bigger budget. They went and got a considerable amount of donations for buying the players in the NIL portal. We don't have to like it, but that's facts. So this is the first time in a long time where I think everybody is on the same page. But I also think they all understand looking down the road in about 3 or 4 years when the conference blows up. Because trust me, the conference isn't going to – it's gone with the grant of rights ends in, what, 2030, what?
But it's not going to get there because the phase down in terms of the penalty costs to leave the conference start decreasing in 4 years.
Yep.
So the expectation is in 3.5 years, the teams that want out and are going to go run off to, SEC or Big Ten or wherever, they are going to make that known pretty soon. We're not that many years away from that.
No.
Barring the unexpected, and who knows what the unexpected is. We probably never thought we'd see this scenario that the ACC is in now. We certainly didn't expect to have SMU, Cal, and Stanford in the ACC. So I will say this. I don't think anything's a given at this point. And people that tell me that, the SEC is dying to get Virginia, North Carolina, or the Big Ten is dying to go grab Notre Dame and try to grab Syracuse and maybe try to grab Pitt or whatever. There's no givens right now. Everything is up in the air. Everybody's negotiating, and also every football program in the ACC is playing for the future, not just for this year, but Paul and I have talked about this a lot, right?
You better create value now over the next couple of years, because when the chair and the dust do settle, you're going to want a spot.
Simple. You know, money rules, so these schools have to look to where they're going to get to have the maximum opportunity to generate revenue.
Yeah, so I think, again, listen, everybody at the school appears for the first time in a long time on the same page. So that leads to a lot of optimism this season.
Which is unbelievable because it took Duke. Think about this. Duke went out and got some quarterbacks in the last couple of years and spent some money on them. They spent a fortune on their basketball team last year. You look at some of the other schools. Georgia Tech, I think, maybe is one of them. Certainly Carolina, which let in 60 new players this year. Over 60. 60, all right? Think about that. You're basically changing your entire program. You went out and hired all these pro coaches. You've got a GM with professional football experience.
It is a professional league now.
Well, it is.
You have to have a GM. You have to have that stuff. I mean,
players. Even at the NFL level, you don't have that kind of turnover.
Well, they have rules in the NFL. We have no rules.
Yeah.
There's no CBA. There's no CBA. And because there's no collective bargaining agreement, you have chaos.
Paul, where do you think the fan base is with the football program?
Well, listen, winning cures a lot of ills. They want to see winning. I think if you see winning, you're going to see fans back in the seats. I think there's some more engagement as to getting some of the locals in Scott Stadium. I've talked about it to Frank. I think, Charlottesville is one of the most beautiful places in the East Coast to visit. I don't think we've done a good job embracing the travel community, the VRBO community, the bed and breakfast, the vineyards, on having us a destination weekend for the visiting team. You know, if you're Florida State, where am I going to go for one game? I want to go to Charlottesville, not necessarily to see a good football game. We hope so. But Charlottesville is an amazing place to come live, to come visit. And I think the school and the town now need to figure out how to create some packages.
And that's, let me tell you something. You are on to something, and Charlottesville needs to wake up and smell the coffee on this, because if they don't, they're going to suffer. It's going to be a big mistake if they don't understand how to package the whole thing.
It's going to take a good marketing program, and the nice thing about that is you might be able to bust some people in, because parking is a problem at Scott Stadium, except for the VAF givers.
The parking thing, a lot of people get frustrated with that and just say, I'm not going to go. Let's face it, it's pretty nice sitting on your couch watching it on a high-def television, because every game's on TV now.
But you know what? They're missing the excitement of the game.
100%.
And you know what? I wouldn't trade, 8, 9, 10 of those games in over the last 7, 8 years. I wouldn't trade any of those experiences.
Charlottesville in the fall.
Yes.
You can't be.
Well, Charlottesville in October in particular. That's about as good as it gets.
Absolutely. And if you have a good football team and you have
you're sitting there at Scott Stadium looking at the mountains. I mean, it's just a beautiful setting.
All right. We've got to take a break here to reward our sponsor partners, which we love. Stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue shortly. We've got Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia coming up to talk about the injury situation at UVA. Stay with us. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Life takes you. You can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James River Air help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click JamesRiverAir.com.
Build. Believe. Belong. Be a part of something greater than yourself through the Virginia Athletics Foundation Sabre Society, the exclusive philanthropic giving society for Virginia athletics. The Sabre Society provides vital resources to make the University of Virginia a premier brand in college athletics. Members of the society receive dedicated engagement opportunities based on their level of giving, such as VIP game day experiences, behind-the-scenes access, and invites to exclusive events. To learn more about the Sabre Society, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? We'll correct it one more time. It's Season 17, not 16. We'll get that straightened away, and we got one little problem with an ad, but first show, we always have a couple of
gremlins
things to
pre-game
to clean up. We've been joined by Terry Gates. We expect to be joined by Dr. Jody Smith here momentarily. I don't know if he's called in or not.
He will call in.
In the meantime, until he calls in, we got plenty to discuss. Mr. Gates, nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
We're going to have just a little teaser on basketball in a little while here, which I think things look pretty good on that side of the equation.
Hey. Going from losing coach to despair to having that guy in and the recruits that he signed, you want to talk about.
And they look happy, too.
Yeah.
That group looks happy.
I mean, yeah.
And I see the coach's son is a walk-on. That's good.
They found a spot.
15-man roster.
How about you might have made this team.
No question about it. Although I tell you one thing, and this team is they're going to be raining threes. I don't know if they're going to go in, but
Terry still looks like he can play.
These guys are old.
A lot of graduate students.
22, 23. Yeah. They're four graduate students. Yeah. You look at them. They played 33 games at Toledo. These guys have played.
Yeah, there's experience, but they love the three ball. They got 7-foot guys out there shooting threes.
We should be celebrating the first year guys. They're just going to try to get off the bench.
Well, a lot of schools aren't even recruiting high school anymore. They're just going to the portal.
There he is. Silas.
Okay. All right. I'll put
you on the The Silas Barksdale they got from Newport News. It was a VCU report. It's a big-time player. I mean, a good rebounder, nice, strong kid, but there's men he's going against.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. The question is, will kids be willing to wait?
Jim,
but Dr. Smith is
Thank
with
you.
Us. Right. Yes, pivot. Good basketball term.
Yes, well.
Oh, my God.
It's about the only thing that you listen to. All right. Who's talking is glad to welcome our good friend Jody Smith with us. And apparently I can't type with my fat fingers on my phone. But Jody, welcome to Who's Talking today.
Hey, welcome back for another season, guys.
Hey, it's kind of wild. I remember sitting in your offices back in the days when you guys were West End Orthopedic. And yeah. I said, we got to have you guys. I said, my family's paid for at least one wing here at your prestigious clinic. And you laughed, and we have had fun ever since. I think this has been good for both of us in many, many ways. And have you had a good summer?
It's been good. Been busy, but good. I've got a kid at Georgia now, and so now I'm going to experience big-time football one way or the other.
Well, you're going to also experience big-time pricing.
Yes, I am.
My good friend Lee Dudley has told me about the pricing of tickets and parking and everything associated with Georgia over the years.
What you can do when you win.
Exactly.
Yes and no. But anyway, I want to talk about Trell Harris. He apparently is healthy, but he's been through the ringer with the knee injury from last year. He showed in that first three or four games that he stretched the field for the Cavaliers, and I'm convinced Calandry would probably still be in Charlottesville if Trell Harris had stayed healthy. But Trell Harris is back. Cam Ross apparently has had the summer of summers with the football team at one wide receiver spot. Dakota Twitty has done well. Sadarian Harris, Andre Green from Richmond. So Virginia's got some wide receivers and some playmakers, but Trell Harris is a proven deep threat and is the kind of guy that can fight for a ball, bring it in, and score when the game is on the line. And how does a guy get over an ACL, or I can't remember if that was an ACL, but it seems like it was. But he also has had hamstring issues since then. What are your thoughts on Trell Harris?
Yeah, you know, he seems like he's back. I mean, I was looking the other day. There was an article talking about how he felt healthy for the first time since he's been in school. And yeah, it wasn't an ACL. He didn't have surgery. He just had this lingering knee sprain. And it was complicated by his hamstrings. And you know, I think now it sounds like he's kind of back to normal. Our big issue is that everybody in the defensive backfield tore their ACL. So we got to figure out what we can do about that.
Well, those guys. It concerns me. Dre Walker, I think, comes to mind, but Virginia's got to find a way to keep these fast, skill guys healthy. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But
Jody, is it just the nature of the game? Why are there so many ACL injuries?
It's just nature of the game, Hobo. I mean, I think unfortunately that's kind of one thing that we can't really prevent. We've tried to figure out ways to do it, but realistically, it doesn't matter what the surface is. A little bit of it is just bad luck, and some guys are certainly more prone to it than others. I think the second you sign an NIL deal with Virginia, your risk of tearing your ACL goes up about 40%.
Apparently so.
I don't think that's true. That's Jody, that's not funny. Hey, that's the music. Unfortunately, we're kind of squeezed on time. We will make that up to you in an upcoming show. You have my word. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you, Jody.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right, we're headed to break. Come back on the other side. We've got Kevin Miller of the VAF joining us, and this should be a lot of fun. Stay with us.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriveraair.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Season 17, to clarify the opening, which was last year's opening. We're delighted now to have Kevin Miller, the executive director of the Virginia Athletics Foundation, which we affectionately call the VAF. Kevin, welcome to Who's Talking tonight, sir.
Frank, Hobbo, great to connect with you guys again.
Good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
You know, Kevin, we have got two of your poster boys. We got Terry Gates sitting in one corner of the studio, and next to me is Paul Collins. So we've got football and basketball represented, and we have always benefited from the wonderful support of the alumni athletes, but these two fellows have gone above and beyond. And if you need people for committees, these two guys would love to chip in and help.
Only one looks like he's still right. Playing. It's not me.
All right.
Well, that's great. Sports season is upon us. So
it's here. Football.
Great to be with you guys.
Football game week is here, which is unbelievable. And, you know, we got the printout today from Scott Fitzgerald, which outlines all the activities that happened this week just with football. And everybody's busy now, right?
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, it's a busy time of year. It's a crazy time in college athletics. There's a lot of change happening across the industry. We're just trying to make sure that we're doing everything we can from the VAF standpoint to connect with alumni and friends who have an interest in wanting to see us be able to sustain the level of success that we've all come to know and enjoy at Virginia over the years. So it's a real challenge, but I have no doubt, being at UVA, that we've got the right people in place and the right alumni that care deeply about the institution and want to make sure that we're able to compete on a national level. So I'm excited to unpack some things with you guys.
Well, this is going to be fun. All right, let's talk about some things. First off, the House settlement, finally was completed this late spring, and I'm sure everybody's getting acclimated to what that means. UVA has now promoted Tyler Jones, and he's now, in charge of the front office, if you will, of the athletic department, and I know you interact with him. Lo Davis is still working with Cav Futures. How do the three of you guys interact now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tyler is someone that I work hand-in-hand with on a daily basis. I mean, he's been a great ally of mine since I arrived here, and, you know, Lo as well. So, like, you know, we're trying to make sure that we're doing everything we can to put the resources in place to ramp up the success of the football program. But, I mean, as you alluded to, you know, the House settlement, you know, it's changing the college athletics landscape that we've all come to know and appreciate over the years. I mean, I'd be really naive to sit here and think that everyone understands how this all works and, you know, what all the impacts are. So, you know, just to highlight it, you know, from a very high level standpoint, I mean, the three biggest takeaways really from the House settlement, it's paving the way for revenue sharing with the athletes that are helping generate the revenue. And every school is doing it a little bit differently, but for the most part, it's predominantly the revenue will be shared with football and men's and women's basketball athletes. So that's a cap of $20.5 million that each school has the ability to share upwards in revenue sharing. So that's one piece. I mean, that $20.5 million, that's the same amount of money, and that's coming from the existing athletic department budget, to be clear. It's not just like the NCAA has given us money to then spread out across those sports. That's coming from each school's budget. So, like, each school is having to figure out ways to find creative solutions to make that work. And, you know, at Virginia, we're doing it through increased philanthropy. You know, we're up 94% year over year. We're on pace for our best year ever with 4 months to go in our fiscal year, the calendar year. So we're trying to ramp up our philanthropic support and supporting our athletes at a level that we've never supported them at in the past. That's one. You know, the university support is another piece. You know, the university has been and will continue to be great supporters of athletics to ensure that we can be full participants in this revenue sharing era. We're trying to cut costs and find ways in which we can, you know, do things more affordably, which isn't easy to do in today's world. But we're also trying to find ways to create new revenue streams. We've got some new premium seating coming online at Scott Stadium, you know, starting this Saturday. We got some new Loge box seats. We have some high top tables, drink rail seats with high boy seats behind them. In-seat food and beverage services are going to be provided. We have some cabanas that we're putting in at the top of the north end zone. So, you know, historically, we've had bleachers and suites. There hasn't really been anything in between. So we're trying to find creative ways to drive revenues, and those are just a couple examples.
Hey, Kevin, a clarification. You said university support. Does that mean include financial support from the university for the athletic program?
Yeah, I mean, the university has been and will continue to be financially supportive of athletics. You know, they're not going to come out and shout out a number from the mountaintops, but they, behind the scenes, they're finding ways to make sure that we're good collaborators. They've been great partners with athletics for several years and will continue to be. So we're very fortunate to have their backing.
Well, I think that's very important.
But another piece, if I may, just real quickly, the other pieces of the House settlement, it's eliminating the scholarship limits and creating roster caps. So let's just use baseball, for example. Baseball has historically had 11.7 scholarships. Now they're going to have a roster cap of 34, and it's going to be permissive to give everyone on the roster a full scholarship. I mean, that's up to each school to decide how they want to, you know, add scholarships or maybe contract scholarships with certain sports. So, I mean, it's a real challenge when you have peers or the SEC that might be offering, you know, full scholarships in all their sports. And, you know, we're trying to keep up with that. You know, with an $81,000, you know, tuition, it's hard to do that. So we're trying to find ways to secure the future of these programs by getting these scholarships endowed and making sure that these programs can be, you know, not only sustainable but competitive in this new landscape.
Well, let me ask you this, so just real quick. Is the university committed to keeping all the sports that they have now?
You know, that's a decision of several.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Pay grade's above mine, but, you know, in my experience, you know, there has been no appetite for cutting sports in Virginia, and I'm not advocating for such by any means. But, you know, when you have 27 sports and over 700 athletes, it's hard to make ends meet. So there's a lot of things we're having to do to try to drive philanthropy, trying to cut costs, trying to, you know, lean into university support, trying to identify new revenue streams. All of those things are going to help us solve these problems that we're facing. We're trying to make sure that we can secure these programs for the long haul by getting these scholarships endowed. That's our priority in most cases, is trying to get these scholarships off the books so that they can be sustainable in perpetuity. And then the third piece of the settlement is really the NIL piece. And historically, you know, the past 4 years or so, it's been sort of a synthetic NIL period where people have had the opportunity, donors or alumni, can Joe alum can make a gift for Joe recruit to come to their alma mater and help support that athlete. Well, now the settlement is saying that any deals of $600 or more have to go before Deloitte, who's going to serve as a third-party arbiter to decide whether or not the range of compensation is fair before they would approve that deal. So there will not be any more synthetic or pay-for-play. NIL moving forward has to come from businesses that are forward-facing, that have goods or services available to the public, and those deals are then scrutinized by Deloitte to determine whether or not they're a legitimate deal. So the things are changing, and we just got to adapt with the changing times, but it's a lot to keep up with. But, you know, I'm excited to be at Virginia because I feel like we've got a great group of people here. We've got an incredible alumni base that can help us solve these challenges that lie ahead.
No Hokies on that Deloitte panel, is it?
not that I'm aware of, no.
Kevin, when you left Georgia, did you ever in your wildest dreams realize that you were going to be stepping in to such a challenging job at UVA?
I like challenges. I've always thrown myself into the mix when there's a challenge as opposed to running away from it. Georgia was a special place to be at. Being a part of two national championships in football was pretty incredible experience for me. And I wouldn't be here where I am today if it wasn't for that experience. But, you know, I came to Virginia because I feel like we can be the best in the country. I feel like we can build the premier athletics fundraising organization in the country. And it's not just because of, you know, the staff. We've got an incredible staff in place. I'm so thankful for everyone that we've been able to build out our staff and help us with this charge that we're tasked to do. But the alumni base alone, you know, we've got such an incredible alumni base who cares deeply about the institution. And I feel like we can all come together and do this the Virginia way and focus on what we can control and adapt to what we can't and focus on doing our jobs. And we can overcome these challenges. It's just something when it's a new challenge that we haven't faced before, but I feel very confident in our ability to overcome the challenges that we're facing right now here at UVA.
You know, I know in your office, Barry Parkhill is situated, and do you ever go down and knock on his door and say, "Help, I've got a problem. What's the backstory here? Can you help me understand how we can conquer this problem?"
Well, I mean, Barry's an institution. I mean, he's got 50 plus years of relationships here at this institution. He knows everyone. Everyone knows him. He's an icon. His jersey literally hangs from the rafters. So, like, you know, Barry brings great credibility to the table, and he's done an incredible job over his career and raising money to help, you know, get us to where we are today and help, you know, ensure that we remain elite for years to come. I mean, well, I'm so thankful to be able to work alongside a legend like him.
That uniform hangs from the rafters because he would never pass the ball to me. I just want you to clear. So if you go down to his office, don't expect him to pass the ball to you. You know, he's going to take it himself.
you said it, Hobo. I didn't.
Parkhill, BP, Barry, whatever you want to, he's the greatest. He's been a friend for 50 some years, and he's done an enormous amount for the University of Virginia Athletic. I put him up there with T. Holland, Tony Bennett, George Welsh, some of the people that are just lions of UVA athletics.
Well, let's talk about this. Dirk Koetstra, a number of years ago, I got to know him very well over the years. And he had served as the executive director for many years. I can't tell you how many, 15 to 20?
Probably more than that. Maybe I think he started back in the late 90s.
So
I think it was 27.
27. Yeah. Good grief. Well, is his door open for you so that you can go get some help? Because there's just too many people that you got to know. I don't know how you can possibly get so acclimated, integrated with the greater donor base without his help.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's still working on grounds in a development capacity, serving the broader university. So, I mean, he's been a great ally and, you know, helping, you know, continue to raise money for athletics and the university as a whole. So, I mean, he's definitely, you know, pointed me in the right direction on where the traps are and where the opportunities lie. And he's been a great ally since I got here.
Did you hear that? He's been indoctrinated, he said, working on grounds. Did you hear that? You know, for a Georgia guy, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I tell you, we have a mutual group of close friends, Lee Dudley being one of them. I know Bill Tyson is still heavily involved, and Sarge Reynolds, for instance. You've got some allies down here in Richmond. If you ever need help, those guys, they'll snap to and help you out. Kevin, talk to us here in the final minute or so. Where are you finding some success that puts a smile on your face in the task that you have ahead of you?
Well, you know, continuing to see the success that we're having in not only the scholarship endowment fundraising efforts, but also with the JPJ seeding plan. You know, it came out in earlier this year, and I mean, it was mixed feedback, understandably so. But you know, we'll be closing out on the 20-year seat license that's coming due here, going into the 27-28 season, and seeing what Coach Odom has been able to do in his short time here and the roster in which he's put together. People are going to be really excited about the brand of basketball in which we're going to be playing in JPJ this fall. I'm super excited about the talent that he has and how we've gotten, you know, such great feedback from the JPJ and people renewing. Over 50% of the people who provided us with closure are renewing, and over 50% of them are wanting to upgrade and get better seats. And there's going to be a lot of great opportunities for people that haven't had season tickets. So, you know, it's going to be a bit of a reset in 2027 with the new plan once that gets it started. But we wanted to come out with that well in advance to give people enough time to plan accordingly and give us enough time to drum up interest in getting others to backfill whatever attrition we may see. But JPJ is definitely going to be rocking, and that third digit on the scoreboard might light up this year.
It's going to be a different ball game, and we're going to talk to Terry Gates about that momentarily. By the way, we're visiting with Kevin Miller, the executive director of the VA, and we got to go, but just you mentioned earlier 94% up this year. Is that mostly large gifts or small gifts, real quick?
It's a combination. I mean, you know, we all gifts of all sizes are meaningful. They help university rankings. They make a huge difference. So if you're not currently involved in VAF, we welcome your involvement at any level. We've been fortunate to secure a number of seven-figure gifts this year, but it's not all about that. We need participation. We need people in the stands come Saturday night. And if you're not going to be in the stands, or even if you are in the stands, turn your TV on ACC Network at 6 o'clock because the ACC revenue distribution is going to be dictated based on viewership. So we need people in the stadium, and we need TVs tuned in.
Everybody has to support the program forward. Kevin, we got to run. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Terry Gates and Paul Collins. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org. This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click JamesRiverAir.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Fourth segment tonight. We have a lot more to go after this. We're going to be here through 7:30 tonight.
Do we have to?
Yes. Okay. There's a man at the door holding a gun. You're going to stay.
All right. Command performance.
All right, we got Terrence Gates, Mr. Kentucky Bourbon Boy. He knew a little bit about rebounding. All right. All I can say is Ralph Sampson loved Terry Gates.
I love Ralph Sampson.
Yeah. Because if Ralph didn't have Terry, Ralph would have had to spend the entire game down in the low post, and he wanted to be, you know, extended and show all his other skills.
I wish I had played with Ralph, because I think there would have been some open jump shots on Ralph's side of the floor with a little double team action on the big guy.
I think that's true. Mm. Of course, you'd have gotten nervous because you were that wide open.
Well, that's true too. But Mr. Gates here, I think maybe we can put a teaser out there. The one thing that's apparent, the fans coming to JPJ this year waiting for shot clock violations may not see very many.
Not going to happen, you know. This is a very, very experienced bunch. And that's just the four grad students and a junior transfer from Toledo. We're talking from San Francisco, Toledo, UC Irvine. I'm missing where Jakari White came from and write that down. But it's these guys, the four grad students averaged 60 points a game. Then you add Jakari White in there. I think he's another six. Sam Lewis, excuse me, from Toledo. Now you're at 76. You add the two guys from the Euros, you're at 100 points a game.
But, they played at a slightly different level. How much difference does that make?
It would be if you were 18, 19, 20, but I think if you're 23 years old, I think you better believe you belong there. You wouldn't have come.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one basketball, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with all that. And they are going to go up down, you know, they're going to pressure. They're going to play a lot of people because I don't see how you figure out what your best rotations are until you play them. This is going to be a little different than when Tony Bennett's best teams were really, really good second week in January. They didn't get any better because they were really good. Could they sustain that to the end? This group's going to be situational matchups. You're going to want to play your first year kids. It's going to be a lot of fun to see this group because I think they're motivated. But there's one thing that Ryan Odom, I think you see what he's doing with what they're letting out in these videos and stuff, but it's the locker room. There is no locker room. Who's the leader? Remember a couple of years ago, we were worried about Kihei coming back, kind of stifling Reese Beatman's, you know, ascent.
Yes.
Remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And it kind of did. Here, who's the leader? Well, you got leaders because like Elijah Gertrude, because he's from, you know, he's been here.
You know,
one of the
challenges, and I think this is both football and basketball, sure, with the NIL portal era, is you got to build the roster, which he's done, and then you got to build chemistry,
yeah,
and figure out how are you going to put all these pieces together and maximize the end product. He's going to clearly play a 94-foot game. He's going to, you know, fast tempo. If people haven't seen that in JPJ for a decade and a half, so it's going to be a new
Malik
situation.
Thomas is an alpha male dude.
Well, yeah.
He's going to demand the ball. I've seen video. Malik Thomas could walk on any playground in America. He's going to say, give me the ball. You have to figure you know, Sam Lewis is a junior. Jakari White is a grad student. You figure he's going to be pretty much in charge of what's going on. Devin Tillis from the West Left Coast, he's a grad student. These guys.
Well, I tell you, the other guy, the Dalen Hall, kid that transferred from BYU. He's a player. He's going to be
Who beat VCU last year?
Yeah, in the first round. Yeah, BYU. So the good news is he doesn't hold a grudge, or Coach Odom doesn't hold a grudge.
Well, no, but he saw what, you know, you've seen film. And you're not getting an 18-year-old. You're getting a 22-year-old.
Yeah, particularly a guy who's going to be your point guard. That experience really makes a lot of difference.
And if he does mission trip, he's 25 or 6.
So Hall is also a graduate student, so that you figure between those guys, they're leading the way, whether they've been here or not. I mean, they're just veterans. They know what to do.
Right.
And they're expected by the coaching staff to be major contributors. They were not brought in for, hey, he's a two-year project. These guys were brought in, let's kick some you-know-what right now. Now Grunlow and DeRitter, we don't know, how old is DeRitter? Is DeRitter 25 years old? Is
not
he,
that old, but
but he's up there.
He's not your typical freshman. I think they list him as a freshman.
He's played Euro ball for 2 or 3 years. Grunlow is listed as a freshman, but he's played a year of Euro
just
ball.
Just turned 20.
I think this senior center from Nigeria by way of Kansas State, who apparently can block any shot on the court.
I tell you, when I went to the workout, I was impressed with him. That kid's an athlete. I think he's going to get minutes. I don't know if he's going to start, but he's going to be on the floor.
So Terry, how do you keep this many athletes with that much experience? How do you keep them happy?
Well, I think it's what's the prize? These guys have all been successful.
Right.
The prize is getting in the tournament and doing some damage.
Right.
And this is a one and done team.
In some respects,
it explodes. It's it's like Mission Impossible. It burns. Should you accept this job? You know what? So it's.
Well, you're right. They're not coming for the future. They're coming for now.
They're not interested in pizza down on the corner. All right. The music tells us we're out of time for this segment, but Terry's going to hang around, and we're going to have some fun with David Sloan here after the break here at the top of the hour. And we're going to get Paul Collins back involved with David, and we're going to talk about some football. Stay with us.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling 3-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Build, believe, belong. Be a part of something greater than yourself through the Virginia Athletics Foundation Sabre Society, the exclusive philanthropic giving society for Virginia Athletics. The Sabre Society provides vital resources to make the University of Virginia a premier brand in college athletics. Members of the society receive dedicated engagement opportunities based on their level of giving, such as VIP game day experiences, behind-the-scenes access, and invites to exclusive events. To learn more about the Sabre Society, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, A World in Motion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. This is a bonus half hour of the first show. We're doing 90 minutes to in honor of the start of Season 17 and the first football game. This is Who's Talking. Frank Maloney and I have been in this studio now beginning 17 years.
2009 we started.
August of 2009. Seems like a long time ago.
And Terry Gates was a young man at that time.
A lot of water has run under the bridge in these 16 years.
You guys should stay under the bridge.
Oh, my goodness.
But we got Paul Collins in studio, Terry Gates in studio, and we got David Sloan, former UVA running back and just all-around great guy on the phone with us. David, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
David, we are delighted to have you. I think you, as well as anyone that's ever played at Virginia, can give us, I think, kind of a unique perspective on what's coming down the pike starting Saturday at 6 p.m.
Well, you know, I'm not a great student of the game, Frank. You know that.
I disagree. You cut yourself short.
I was looking at the preseason top 20 today, and one name jumped out at me. Number 20 as in the preseason poll is Indiana.
Yeah.
Hell, I thought I was reading a basketball preseason basketball report.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that anything can happen, and we've got a good test of where we will stand the rest of the season against the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers when we go down there. And obviously, Tony Elliott is every media outlet that I have tuned into says he is on the hot seat, and that they better open up and barrel it out against Coastal Carolina, NC State. Who else? They've got, I think Tony's record is 11.
After State, they play William & Mary, Stanford, and Florida State. And I think everyone says they've got to be 4-1 through that stretch for Tony Elliott's seat to cool off.
Well, I think that's right. And 4-1, would be a great start. I don't care who you're playing. 4-1 is a good start. And, this is a whole new team. I mean, yes. we had over 30 transfers. And we're not the only team like that. I'm not saying that. But
Carolina has 60 zone.
Good golly.
What are they doing? What are the coaches doing? Are they still taping the name on the front of the helmets so they can figure out who they're talking to? Because there's no way they can remember all these kids, right?
That's why they have so many different coaches. The offensive line coach only has 8 or 10 guys.
You can't even remember the numbers. They have 3 number 0s.
That's a good point, Hobbo. That's exactly right. you've got so many new kids. It's hard for me to even try to remember any names. I do remember Chandler Morris as a quarterback, and I think that he is a pretty good quarterback from what I've read. I think we are his fourth college?
Yes.
I think he's been at a different place almost every year.
Well, almost Oklahoma, TCU, North Texas State, and now Virginia. Now, to be fair, he got shafted at TCU. He was the starting quarterback. He got hurt, and the coaches wouldn't put him back in once he got hurt. He sort of fell behind the others, and he went out and proved everybody wrong against, you know, when during this last season, North Texas State. And I predict he has a hell of a season this year. I think this young man, he's motivated. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's healthy as he's ever been. And he's got receivers galore. One thing Virginia's got, we've got like 10 guys. And, you know, when you've got a tight end like Dakota Twitty that can get down and stretch the field at one tight end spot, you got Trell Harris is a game changer by himself. Cam Ross apparently has had the spring and summer that everyone wishes a player could have.
Well, it comes back to what you and Paul and others have taught me for 16 years now. It's all about the offensive line giving him enough time to throw the football.
You can be a five-star quarterback if you got a one-star line. You're a one-star quarterback.
Well, hey, David, and Brendan Armstrong found that out, to be fair.
David, I know it's been a while since you were getting ready for the first game of the season, but tell me, what's it like as a football player as you prep for the first game of the season?
Well, as a player, you can't wait for the first game because that's what you've been practicing and doing for 3 or 4 weeks. And now it's 3 or 4 weeks when I played, Hobo. And so, you know, now you've got these guys are year-round. So now I don't know if that has any impact on the season opener, but I think it is. It's the first game of the year for you to figure out whether you're any good, you know, whether you have a shot, whether you can play. And, you know, all the experts are all, you know, everybody, you can find them everywhere. They say that our ACC schedule is one of the easiest that we've had, and it's good that it's that way. I think that this is a year, hopefully, that they will improve upon their 5-7 record. Now, expert at the that I listened to this afternoon who predicted Virginia would be 5-7. If they're 5-7, that will be all for Tony Elliott.
I agree with that.
I don't know who they get, but I don't think 5-7
is. The interesting thing is they say it's easy because we don't play Miami or Clemson, who are the two ranked teams,
or SMU.
But I think they also assume that Florida State this year is going to be the same as they were last year, and that's yet to be determined. What do you hear about that, Paul?
You know, David said earlier that Coach Elliott's on the hot seat. In my honest opinion, the whole program's on the hot seat.
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah.
You know, who you're going to get if it's not Coach T. So, you know, the program, and I think, listen, I think the kids understand that. The coaching staff understands that. They're used to pressure. But the schedule clearly sets up for 7 or 8 wins. If they go 5-7, that is under the bar and, you know, wholesale changes. And again,
You got Stanford, FSU, Washington State, Wake, and Virginia Tech are all 50-50 games this year.
Right.
I mean, right now, I don't know how in the world we can predict it. We don't even know who's going to get hurt or who's going to stay healthy. Or, you know, we've already lost a couple of offensive linemen that a couple of them are gone for the season. I'm at a loss for figuring out what these Hoos are going to do. The only thing that I can tell you year in and year out is that I will be at Scott Stadium. So,
hey, you deserve credit for that, buddy.
Hey, where's your tailgate? Maybe you'd like Hobo to stop by.
Hey, you better brace yourself.
Hold on, Grandpa Sloan. Can I get my Yardbird and a Budweiser?
I'm right there with the football alumni tent. I'm big setting that up and getting that. Although I will miss this season because Joe Jenkins, who was a great kicker and my roommate for 3 of my 4 years, his son's getting married in Boston that weekend. So I'm going to be in Boston. So I'll have to listen to it on the radio.
Let's do this real quick. I want to run through the offensive line because it's very important. All those receivers and Xavier Brown and the other running backs, they depend on these guys. So at, at left tackle, you've got Mikhail Boley, and he's the incumbent, and then much is expected of him. Noah Josie at left guard, who I met down in Charlotte, had a good conversation with. He has his head on straight. You know what? He's going to go to Wall Street after he graduates. He's a smart kid. But we need him to block this year like crazy. Brady Wilson is the free agent we got out of the portal to play center. Those guys are a given. Now, it's my understanding that Kevin Wigginton and Wallace Unamba are going to be the right guard and the right tackle. We know that Sage Ennis is finally healthy. That's the tight end that transferred from Clemson. And I believe he's more of a blocking tight end. So he's very important as it pertains to these offensive linemen. And Dakota Twitty is the other tight end who is more of a receiving tight end and can get up the field.
Question for Paul Rook. Do we have a depth on the offensive line?
Well, you lost the two starters. You lost the kid from Louisville. That was the highest pickup in the portal.
And that's then Monroe Mills.
Monroe Mills.
And then another kid from Arkansas State has a broken foot or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you're getting thinner in numbers. Listen, I think they still should be better than last year.
They're going to be okay. Yeah. Listen,
you know, if they
stay healthy, you could say that for the whole team.
Boley and Josie have got to stay healthy on the left side. But the backups are Jack Whitmer, who played a lot last year. Drake Metcalf is finally over his Achilles injury. Tyshawn Wyatt played for 3 years at JMU, and they expected a lot from him. And Ben York from Northern Virginia. These guys are going to be rotating into the line, so Virginia now has some depth with some guys that have played.
And, Paul, you've said before you like the offensive line coach, right?
I like that. I think he's a great coach, and I know the players like him.
Terry Heffernan.
And, again, I think you just have to make sure you're calling plays to put your players in the right position, and that includes the offensive line.
So spell that out for us.
Well, listen, it was pretty obvious last year you didn't need to be in a 5- and 7-step drop getting it, Calandria killed.
Yes.
So you got to get – and Morris is an RPO type guy. He's got some wheels. He can spin the ball. He's good on the corner. So, again, you have to call a game to continue to move the sticks. You have to keep a tight end. If you've got a pass rusher that's beating up the edges and can't set the edge, you've got to have a tight end that can help. It's important that the coaching staff get in a flow with the players that are on the field, from quarterback to the offensive line.
David, what do you think about Xavier Brown as a running back?
Well, I think he's very good if he can stay healthy. I think that's – you can say that for anybody that plays at Virginia, that, I like the first 15 players on each side, but that – I mean, they got, 32? I think it was 32 transfers.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's starting all over again, you know. So what I can see, I've been to one scrimmage at Scott Stadium, and you know, you're only going to see so much. They're not going to show off what they're capable of. And so that was mainly just to go up and see some old alums that came back to that was August the 9th, I believe. I put it to you this way. I'm surprised that we're 11.5-point 12.5. Is that what it is? 12
yes,
and a half?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, some of that goes to last year where we physically beat them up, too. I mean, we were physically bigger and better than
them. I don't think the Virginia kids are worried at all about Coastal – if they're focused. They came out of the tunnel down there in Myrtle Beach and, you know, caused a fumble on the opening kickoff, and Coastal never got in the game. I expect similar attitude from the Virginia team this coming Saturday night. And, you know, I've said Virginia wins by 17, but there's no reason they can't win this game by 25 or 30 points.
Let's hope so.
They just have better athletes.
If the game's in question with 2 minutes to go, it's a bad omen for the season.
That's not going to happen,
Hubble. You also got to remember, they're going to call it pretty conservative. They're not going to show their whole hand with State the following week.
I agree that to some extent that's true. But, you know, Virginia has veteran special teams players. Daniel Sparks is a terrific punter who is on some lists now to win some awards at the end of the year. And the place kicker, Will Bettridge, they say he's added a few yards on his range from placement for field goal attempts. If these two guys play a little bit better than they did last year, Virginia's in excellent shape. And, you know, Chandler Morris is a bigger, better, more proven performer than Calandria was. So I think people can get excited about this team, and I hope people go to the stadium because I think the team is going to win, and I think the NC State becomes a litmus test game.
It's an opportunity game to go down there because if you get that one, that changes the whole attitude about the year.
That's exactly right. You know, the Chanticleers will, if we win that one by a couple, three touchdowns, everybody's happy. NC State, that's a big game for us.
Huge.
And big season-setting game is the way I feel about it. And, you know, reading about the other teams, you know, there's some room in there to think that if Virginia gets confidence in the first three or four games,
if you look, David, at the tougher games, you look at potentially Florida State, brand-new system, brand-new quarterback, Louisville, brand-new quarterback, North Carolina, brand-new system. You know, Tech is still Tech. They're still going to be 5-6 coming into our game.
I'm glad we're at Scott Stadium this fall against the Hokies.
Absolutely. We need to get them, but we got plenty of time to talk about that one. But, David, we thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again as the season unfolds. You take care, and we'll hope to see you at the stadium.
Take care. See you, David. All right, we're going to go to break, come back on this side. Terrence Gates and Paul Collins are going to help us
talk
about the entire ACC schedule this weekend. Stay with us.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click JamesRiverAir.com.
Build, believe, belong. Be a part of something greater than yourself through the Virginia Athletics Foundation Saber Society, the exclusive philanthropic giving society for Virginia athletics. The Saber Society provides vital resources to make the University of Virginia a premier brand in college athletics. Members of the society receive dedicated engagement opportunities based on their level of giving, such as VIP game day experiences, behind-the-scenes access, and invites to exclusive events. To learn more about the Saber Society, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm who
singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Gotta love Warren Zevon, baby. Crank it up, Vince. Come on.
Ow!
All right, it's been a lot of fun. Great show. Paul Collins, Jody Smith, Kevin Miller, Terrence Gates, and David Sloan. And now Paul and Terry are going to help Frank and Hobbo go through the ACC schedule. I do want to comment real quick and say next week's show on Labor Day, Frank and Hobbo will be in studio at 6 o'clock next Monday, and we are thrilled that Antonio Rice and Bobby Call and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be with us for a regular show from 6 to 7 p.m. All right, let's look at the schedule. Clemson versus LSU. Mr. Gates, LSU is receiving points. Clemson's favored by 3.5. What do you think?
Go Tigers.
All right.
That's an easy one.
Paul.
So my father played at LSU.
Oh, wow.
I'm a huge LSU fan.
Wow, I didn't know this.
And I can't stand Brian Kelly.
Oh, neither can I.
Go Dabo.
There you go. All right.
Well, I think the game's at Clemson. That's probably why they're favored. Mr. Gates is smart. He said Tigers, knowing that they're both Tigers. So he's all over that one.
Can't lose.
That's why I play basketball.
All right, quickly, Florida State versus Bama. Bama is favored by almost 14 points, 13.5 for Bama. Is FSU, have they gotten better in the portal again, and has the team stabilized? They had only 2 wins last year. This is a huge pride game for the Seminoles.
Well, we'll find out this weekend if they're better.
Well, give me a prediction. Stop doing that.
I think Alabama wins. Probably easy.
Free Shoes U is going to go down in flames. Bama big.
Terry?
Florida State covers.
Florida State covers. All right. Syracuse versus Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 14 points. The Cuse has an exciting young coach, but he's lost some of the luster because last year's season they kind of folded up the tent those last 3 or 4 games. Can they bounce back, and can they give a less formidable Tennessee team a good game?
My son goes to Tennessee, so I'm going with that orange, not Syracuse.
All right, so do you think they cover?
I think they blow them out.
All right, so Tennessee blows them out. I don't have a feel for that game. I'm going to say I think Tennessee covers. Hobbo?
Yeah, I would think so. I think the game's at Tennessee, so I don't think Syracuse.
Go Vols.
Okay. Yeah. All right, UNC versus TCU. This is on Labor Day.
Ooh.
And I think this is an interesting game.
Where is this at?
This game, I believe, where are they playing? I'm looking. I think that game is away. I think that game is in Texas. TCU is favored by 3.5 points. I think Carolina makes it tough because, you know, Belichick knows defense. They will be playing defense this year in Chapel Hill. I think they give TCU a brutal fight.
Are these the Horned Frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Frogs.
All right. Miami versus Notre Dame, fascinating game, a lot of hype for both teams. In fact, the Las Vegas has the over-under on Notre Dame getting 10.5 wins and Miami 9.5 wins. So something's got to give. Notre Dame is favored by 2.5 points. I'm going to say, in a shocker, Hurricanes surprise the Golden Domers.
No way, Catholics over the convicts.
Okay. Terry?
God, I used to root for Notre Dame, but I can't anymore. So I'm gonna have to go with Miami on this one.
Good. How about
it looks like that game is in Miami. I can't tell from the schedule. You know, if it's played if it's played down in Miami, I think Miami would have a chance at home.
All right, I'm gonna say Miami of
Notre Dame fans there, even if it's
all right. Yeah, all right. Quickly, we got to move. We got to move. 2 minutes. So VPI versus South Carolina. It's on the last day of the month, 3 p.m. kickoff. The line opened at South Carolina being favored by 10. It's going down to 7.5.
Shane rules.
Fighting
Beamers.
I think that South Carolina just has too much tenacity in the lines, and they've got a quarterback that is a hell of an athlete.
He could be an All-American.
Experienced quarterback, although Virginia Tech is desperate, so it could be a close game.
I think VPI plays them tight, and I do think that it's interesting that the line has gone down. I think South Carolina is going to barely cover. All right. The most important game of the weekend, obviously, for us, UVA hosts Coastal Carolina. Virginia thrashed them last year down there in Myrtle Beach. Virginia's favored by 12.5. This coming Saturday night, 6 p.m. kickoff. Terry.
Virginia covers, as does Louisville.
Okay. You stuck Louisville in there. Go ahead.
Paul. 35-14, Wahoos.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, Frank tells me it's going to be a comfortable win, so I'm going with my co-host, Frank Maloney.
Who's winning easy?
And come out to the stadium. I think it's going to be a beautiful night.
Listen, if you miss this game with the weather that's forecast, you're crazy. All right, big season ahead. It's going to be exciting all the way because there's so much riding on this. I want to thank particularly Terrence Gates and Paul Collins for joining us in studio. It's always more fun when the guys are here. Habbo, my host, has done a great job as usual.
Yeah, it's a great kickoff show for Season 17, and we'll continue it next Monday night at 6.
We want to thank Vince. Next week's show, Antonio Rice, Bobby Call, Dr. Boyd Rawls. Don't miss us. We'll be back next Monday.
Go Hoos!
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.